India's capital, New Delhi, has a staid reputation as a city of bureaucrats and politicians, wide colonial avenues and Mughal architecture. But Delhi's imposing streets and buildings are overrun with stray cows and monkeys. Both animals are considered sacred to Hindus, India's religious majority. It's also not unusual to encounter wedding horses and even camels loping majestically through the city. Miranda Kennedy sent this audio postcard of New Delhi's sacred animals.
In Hinduism, pretty much every animal is a symbol of something, and many gods are actually animals. The god Hanuman is a monkey. Ganesh, another god, has the head of an elephant and rides a rat. There are temples in India devoted to monkeys and snakes, and yes, even to rats. Naval Kishore is a priest here in New Delhi's Birla temple.
We worship cows as a symbol of tolerance. We treat monkeys as gods because they helped win a great battle against the demon god. But we don't allow monkeys to come into this temple. They will attack and bite you.
Monkeys are a major problem in India, especially for the country's lawmakers. Several thousand macaque monkeys have made their home here on New Delhi's parliament buildings. Deforestation and human settlement have driven them into the city in search of food. Signs imploring "do not feed the monkeys" are to no avail. Hindus still give them bananas and nuts on holy days. That's where Mr. Kashmiri comes in. Mr. Kashmiri, who has no other name, says he's loyal to the kingdom of monkeys. He's a monkey catcher, like his father and grandfather. He's been hired to keep the macaques away from parliament with the help of fierce, black-faced langur monkeys that he's caught and trained.
The monkeys here are a terrible menace. They snatch lunch away from the ministers, destroy files, and sometimes they bite. But now we are using monkeys against monkeys. I'm certain we will get rid of them.
When Mr. Kashmiri catches monkeys, he takes them back to the forests. But elsewhere in the city, animals are simply tolerated. Drivers carefully maneuver their cars and scooters around the cows that stand stubbornly in the center of busy roads. If you're seen killing a holy cow in India, even by accident, you might be lynched on the spot by furious Hindus. But cows are allowed to wander amid traffic, feasting on garbage. Vets say that when they open up the stomach of an Indian city cow, they routinely find large numbers of gnarled plastic bags twisted together. Manaka Gandhi is probably India's most high-profile animal rights activist. She's daughter-in-law of the late Indian leader Indira Gandhi. She currently lives with 16 dogs rescued from the streets of New Delhi. She says that despite their reputation for kindness to animals, most Indians mistreat animals in the cities.
India is just overcrowded. When you pass your carrying capacity, then your ability to empathize with your neighbor, much less a different species, disappears.
India's overcrowding is apparent at the Sanjay Gandhi Animal Care Center. It was established by Manaka Gandhi to treat abandoned animals, since euthanasia is rarely applied to animals because of religious restrictions. Sunita Nareel is its director.
6 stray injured animals, cattle, buffaloes, donkeys, horses, dogs, cats, birds, monkeys, the injured monkeys. I guess from the ant to the elephant, we've treated everything here.
Even though they are considered sacred, cows and buffalo are sometimes sent to the slaughter, after which the meat is mostly sold to non-Hindus. Nareel tries to protect cows and buffalo, but her favorite animal in the center is the resident camel.
And this camel's been with us 8 years now. He's kind of a spoiled brat at the house. He bites, be careful. Be careful.
Many of the animals at the center were injured in Delhi's traffic. City authorities have decided to deal with that problem. They recently passed a law aimed at large animals like elephants. If they're on the road at night, they must wear reflector strips on their backsides to prevent them from being hit. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.